boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Toys and dance party up in this.
Oh, hell to the yeah. Welcome to another fine episode of the broadcast with all us lovely broads in here.
Super hot broads.
Mm-hmm. I'm Vicky Barcelona. We have Taryn Daly in again.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Very good.
The lovely Kiana.
Hello, hello.
And we have a special guest this week or 2 weeks. I don't know. We're very inconsistent with our date time. We apologize, but we don't really care. No.
Yeah. This is how we roll.
It's been a little crazy up in this bitch. So, yes. But this week's guest is a good friend of mine from high school. I've known her for many years. She's very inspiring. And she's like one of the most not only badass, but sweetest people I've ever met. Hello, Robin. Don't cry.
I'm not going to cry.
Because you were saying earlier, you were like, I'll get an ulterior about some stuff, which we'll get into momentarily.
Oh, God, if you're a crier, I'm in big trouble because I'm a crier.
I can hold it back.
Okay, good. Okay. We got this.
All right, you got to keep me in check.
Ovary up for a minute.
I can
love
ovary
that.
Up for a minute.
I love that. But before we get into it on why lovely Robin is here, how can people get a hold of us?
Well, we have a phone number, if you know how to dial numbers.
Because it's all about texting now.
Absolutely.
You can text us, too, at that number.
Oh, yeah. 253-271-9343. And if you want to hit us up on the emails, it's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we're also on the Twitters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just thebroadcast999. And same with Facebook. We have our little page. And we have the lovely Sarah, who's been updating and doing all that fun stuff. So she's I'm teaching her how to Facebook.
She is grown. She's grown right up before our eyes.
I'm very proud of her because she's very not technology savvy.
She's doing good.
Anywho, today's episode's going to be fun. It's going to be not sad because we are happy. We are here with awesome people.
Yes.
So, Robin, tell us a little bit about your story because it is both inspiring, yet, you know, it makes you think, it makes you appreciate life because I freaking love that you're in my life.
Well, it starts off pretty normal and kind of mildly horrifying. I was 17 and I had this bump in my arm and I went to the doctor and I was like, hey, I've got this weird lump. I tried to beat it away with my biology book thinking it was like a normal cyst and they were like, oh, it's a cyst. Don't worry about it. And so then like a year went by and I was 18 and I smacked my friend in the face because my arm just twitched and we were sleeping next to each other and just whoop-pah! Hit her right in the face.
Oh my gosh.
And so I go back to the doctor and they're like, oh, it's a cyst. And I was like, okay, I don't believe you. Can you please do an x-ray? Mm-hmm. So they did an x-ray. It wasn't connected to the bone. So they were like, whatever it is, it's totally fine. And I was like, okay. And then a few weeks later, it was still like kind of hurting. Like it's in my upper bicep and ooh. I could feel it putting pressure on my arm. And I was like, you know what? No.
How big was this? Can you like put it into perspective?
It felt like half a gumball, like the kind of quarter gumballs you get, like pretty big.
Yeah.
And so I went back to the doctor and we did another test. I was like, I want you to really check it out. So they did an MRI and they got the results of the MRI and they're like, it's really weird. Like we can drain it. And I was like, okay, no. You don't seem to know what you're doing. You don't believe the severity. I basically had a hissy fit at the doctor's office.
Good and
I was
for
like,
you.
I don't trust you. You need to send me somewhere else. And I think it was because I was like a young girl and kind of punk rock. So I didn't really look like they needed to take me seriously. But you have to take your own health seriously. So luckily I had the broveries.
Broveries. I love it.
So they sent me to Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, and within a month, it turned out that cyst was a tumor.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a really rare form called a desmoid tumor. So sarcoma is cancer of the connective tissue, which is pretty rare, and my kind is even more rare. I thought it was 1 in 20,000, but it's actually 2 to 4 people per year diagnosed, and there's 900 people a year in the U.S. diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So it's more like 1 or 2 people per million.
Wow.
So I don't play the lottery because my odds are bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you maybe, you know, haven't been so lucky here. Maybe you should play the lottery. Yeah. And you can fulfill our dream, Kiana and I's dream, to go road tripping across the United States in an RV.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can join us.
Yes. We could get a fancy RV.
Yes.
That's the plan.
Yes. So, yeah, win the lottery for us.
But so in the last 6 years, I haven't been in remission for more than like a year or so, despite the fact that I have the world's most amazing doctors. I've got Dr. Ernest Conrad and Dr. Seth Pollock, and like these are, you know, Jenny Hamilton. Like these are doctors that are known around the country. I'm in one of the like the 3 best places in the country to have this kind of cancer. So I'm so lucky.
What? Where are they out of?
Seattle Cancer Care Alliance.
Okay.
I had I've had 4 limb salvaging surgeries and then 30 rounds of radiation, which was 5 days a week for 6 weeks.
Good
and then
God.
Pill form chemotherapy that was a kind for leukemia that had been shown to work well for my kind of cancer, but it almost killed me.
Wow.
I was allergic to it, and so I gained all this weight in my chest, which was fluid, so my heart wasn't beating right, my lungs weren't expanding, and I would like pass out if I went up the stairs.
Oh my gosh.
It was like being drunk all the time, but not in a fun way. Like
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like a fun kind of drunk.
Like the 3 a.m. where you've already gone to bed and you're like walking to the bathroom, you're like, oh, I'm so drunk still.
That's all the time for you.
Just all the time. And then I did intravenous chemotherapy, and that went pretty good. I got pretty sick, lost my hair, whole nine yards. And then I'm doing a pill form chemotherapy for liver and kidney cancer.
Wow.
So I can't drink, I can't be in direct sunlight, I can't take baths, and I can't go swimming. Oh. But other than that, it's just kind of like a mild hangover. Like it's very doable, it's very livable, I can still work. It's just, it's crazy expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being sick is so expensive.
And that was actually going to be a question that I had for you. So I've volunteered. I actually used to work for the American Cancer Society, and I went down and lobbied in Olympia because for some time, oral chemotherapy was not covered by many insurance companies. And so people were having to pay out of pocket.
My first time was out of pocket.
Okay, I was going to ask if you were wrapped up in that.
Yeah, my first oral chemotherapy was $747 a month, and that was because I fought them tooth and nail to bring it down.
Damn.
From $1,500 a month.
Wow. Jesus. Damn.
And the problem is, because my sarcoma is so rare, there's not really that many charities out there. There's the Northwest, you know, Sarcoma Foundation, which has helped me twice, and they're amazing. And then there's the, you know, Sarcoma Foundation of America, the SFA. They get my medical records. They're great. They're doing as much research as they can. But, you know, there's no real help for me out there. There's no
wow.
real support groups.
Mm-hmm.
The internet has been amazing and wonderful. But, you know, my first surgery was considered elective, and my insurance fought me on covering
You're
it.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Back then, it wasn't considered cancer even. They were like, this is an unknown thing. Like, and it's still misdiagnosed, so it's really hard to have accurate
yeah.
stats
mm-hmm.
on it because it is so rare. But I'm really lucky. I've got it in my arm, which, I mean, I really don't want to, but amputation is a very safe way for me to get rid of it completely. It doesn't
yeah.
metastasize anywhere else in your body. It just keeps coming back in the same spot.
So you could eliminate it.
Okay. Exactly. And then I could get like a sweet cherry darling, like robot gun arm or something.
Yes,
like
that. Yes.
You
awesome.
Could totally do the, like, has anybody here seen Mad Max?
No, yeah, not the new
yet.
One.
Not
no,
the new one.
The new one, Charlize Theron plays this badass Furiosa.
Mm-hmm.
And she has amputation, but she
oh,
has
yeah.
this metal badass arm.
There you go.
Or that's like in the Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez film.
That's
where she's
Cherry
got the,
Darling.
That,
yeah.
Is that
yeah.
her name?
That's
okay,
her,
that's
yeah.
like, okay, I couldn't remember her name. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That's badass. Yeah, you could have like
yeah.
a machine gun arm. And
I know, that's why my nickname's the Tumornator.
The Tumornator!
And the reason why like I brought Robin in is, one, she's always been the kind of person, like super motherly, super wanting to make sure everyone's okay, making sure, you know, everyone not only feels good, but everyone's informed. She's just a very smart lady.
Yeah.
And I've always found her very inspiring, and I don't, like, I've always known this, and I've just seen it, and like, and it's not like I don't get to see you and hang out with you as much as I'd like a couple times a year, which is unfortunate, but in those times I see how much of an impact you have on everyone else around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it now when one of your good friends, I believe Lacey
the sweethearted darling she is,
and she made a GoFundMe account for you. And how much money did it raise in like a day? It was ridiculous.
I was at work and she was texting me and she's like, girl, your car's broken down, I started a GoFundMe for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, thank you. And so I look at it and it was like, she gets little pings on her phone every
yeah.
time someone
uh-huh.
donates. It was like, ping, ping, ping. And it's been 7 or 8 days now, and it's like at $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah, because you're not only is your car broken down, but your insurance has been changing.
Yeah.
And things that, you know, and like you said, that stuff is expensive.
Yeah. Basically, right now, my best option is to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah.
awful. You know, like, I'm 25. I want to move up in the world. I'm smart. I've had some of, like, I work in real estate. I've had some of the best bosses. I've got Andrew Greenwell, who's on the season of Million Dollar Listing San Francisco, and
mm-hmm.
Kendra Todd, who won season 3 of The Apprentice. My current boss is Bill Young, who's owned Preview Properties for 30 years. Like, I've had these great mentors in real estate. But the problem is, it's not financially wise for me to move up.
Yeah.
And so they've been so accommodating of, like, cutting
oh,
my hours
yeah.
and stuff. But you know, like I was making $200 more a month, and because of that, it was going to cost me $600 more a month just for health insurance.
That's insane.
I've considered moving other places like Texas or California, and it's just the costs of me moving are fine. I can handle it, but the cost of being sick is just overwhelming and just horrific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I have been at a point where I've been in $350,000 worth of debt.
Jeez.
And it's not as if I bought a fancy car, like
or
I drive
a house.
Or a house.
You're just trying to save your damn life.
I live in a 100-year-old apartment and drive a beat-down Volvo.
Yeah.
Like, I am a humble lady, but...
That's just craziness.
Yeah.
Well, you're a kick-ass, like, super brave... you know, woman, you know, staring this down in the face and like...
There's no other way to be, honestly. Like, if you, you know, my sort of motto is every day above ground is a good day. Because you get another shot. And I think that everyone's got their stuff in life. Like, I don't ever want someone to be like, oh, but, you know, like, and my problem's no big deal because you have cancer. And I'm like, no, your problem still sucks. Like, your life is able to be crappy and I will still support you and love you. Even though I've got cancer, like it's not the end all. It's a part of me. It's not my whole life.
Yeah.
And like, I've never seen you like pity party yourself. You've always been direct and to the point. And like, one of the moments I noticed like how big of an impact you have is I think you called me. I think I was still living in like Stevens, working at the radio station. Called me like, hey, do you want to, can you come over and hang out for a few? I'm like, sure. And you were having a big group of people and you're just like, hey, just want to let you guys know that my cancer's back. I wanted to let everyone know. These are the possible courses of actions that I might be taking. I could do this. Maybe I can go to work these days and go to chemo these days. So you were kind of having like a group discussion, like you wanted everyone to be involved. But just to see how many people showed up at the drop of a hat, like on a Tuesday or something like that, it just showed how big of a heart you have and how much these people love you and how much I love. Like, it just reinforced. I'm like, this is why I love her, because she just is such a good energy. And it's not just, it's not about you. It's about everyone around you.
Oh, so. Absolutely. Like, there's definitely been days where like my gums hurt and my teeth hurt. And I feel like you don't want to wake up. You wake up and you're like, nope, not getting out of bed. Absolutely not. And those are the days that my friends are my foundation, you know, the marrow of my bones. These are the people that sort of cajole me, even if they don't know it, to help me get up, to brush my teeth, to brush my hair, to make sure I eat, to, you know, be proud of me. Just everyone's affection and pride for me is so overwhelming, and so I just feel so lucky. I don't know how I got so lucky to collect so many amazing people, but like the GoFundMe, the Tuminator, it's been shared over 500 times.
Holy cow.
Like, and I went to like a latte stand and this girl was like, oh, you're Robin. I saw your thing on Facebook.
Oh my
gosh. I'm like, who are you?
I don't know who
you are. Stranger.
Someone I don't know donated $1,000 to me. That's what I make in like a month,
oh
you know?
My gosh.
And she just did it. And I was like, you know, the problem is I don't check this at work or anything, because then I start ugly crying. Because everyone's so sweet. I just, you know, people are like, I'll pray for you. You're in my thoughts. And there's the fact that people are willing to take time out of their day, even if they can't do it financially, which is also just incredible. The fact that these people are dealing with crappy jobs, crappy bosses, and they're still willing to give me part of their paycheck is amazing. But the fact that I'm in so many people's thoughts and prayers, like, it's so humbling.
If you guys want to check out more of her story or check out the GoFundMe page, it's just GoFundMe.com/Tuminator.
Yes.
The Tuminator.
I am the Tuminator.
Reminds me of one of your parties you had once, and it was the, I'll just say it, the F you tumor party. First swear. Sorry. I got to write that down. Okay.
Every time before I have surgery, so my first surgery that I had, they said the incision was probably going to be like 2 or 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up and it was like 6 or 7 inches long.
Geez.
And now the incision actually goes from almost my elbow, like past my armpit up to the very top.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
And so when they're slicing you open, like, you're down for the count for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't really be around people. Like, you've got this huge, you know, wound. Like, at one point, after one of my surgeries, the third one, I was going to go back to work. And my friend was like, oh, let's go hang out. So we met at a bar. And I hadn't seen this other friend in a long time. And he came up and bear hugged me. And he popped my incision open.
Oh, no!
It was so gnarly.
Oh, no.
And luckily, I have a very sweethearted ex-fiancé. And he took total care of me.
Oh.
But I was, like, panicking. I was like,
oh,
I'm open!
What's up? This is totally not even on the same level, but I remember when I had knee surgery and I was getting my stitches out and like the skin moved, like it like it like flipped open and I was like I can't even imagine having like that.
Like, pop right open.
Oh yeah.
Hello, here's the inside of my arm.
Yeah,
they see my muscle.
They like they sew it shut and then they do these little steri strips, which are these pieces of tape that keep the incision shut, and then they start to like curl back and you're supposed to just let them fall
off naturally.
But I'm a woman, so I'm a picker. Like let's be honest, like I don't know any. I've never seen girls with zits because they always have these red marks where they picked them.
Yeah,
you know.
That was a zit.
Yes. Yeah, that was. And now I've created a crater in my face.
This is the tip, and I gave Taryn this tip. Use witch hazel. If you're going to pick your face, get a little cotton ball, witch hazel that bitch. Or when you have any sore, I use it for everything. Burns and scratches. Because it helps clean it, and it reduces swelling.
Like inflammation.
Yes, which is what they use on me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You smell like you just got out of a tattoo parlor.
Yeah, because that's what they use for. That's what they use for tattoos.
Nice.
So I use it for everything. Pro tip, everyone. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, no, the, you know, I'm going to swear, the tumor parties. I have those before every surgery. That way I can get all of my friends together that I don't see very often.
Yeah.
And we just, we rage. Like, we go hard, you know, and it's awesome because as much as, you know, my friends are tenderhearted and would, like, drunk pour their hearts out to me anyway. Like, they all have friends that are sober that I haven't seen in, like, months that are like, I just wanted to come and support you, and I love you. And
we
just
should throw a really, really big one sometime soon.
Oh, yeah. I think we need to have, like,
just, like, have everybody.
In the woods, like, rager.
Yeah. In a field. Like, find somebody's farm.
Bonfire. Befriend the local police.
Throw some pallets on there.
Be like,
cause
come on.
Hell.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Kind of like our own Burning Man. But something like that. Just, but not with less drugs. Well, there'll be plenty of drugs, but those are prescribed.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Who wants oral chemotherapy?
Hell yeah.
Have you ever thought about hormone therapy? Because I have a bag of it.
Jeez. That's so. I have a girlfriend that's going that went through her second battle with breast cancer recently, and she did hormone therapy.
I actually did it too. I forgot to mention it.
How did that? How did you do with that?
It's this pill called tamoxifen.
Yeah.
And it's like an estrogen blocker, basically. And so, you know, you go through menopause.
That's Okay. This is exactly what
so,
I heard.
I was 21 and I had this very sweet punk rock boyfriend at the time. And so we'd be out and then all of a sudden I'd get like a hot flash and I would like crawl into the freezer of a grocery store and be like, I'm going to die here.
Leave me.
That's frozen pizzas.
Yeah, you know, so it ended up giving me a cyst that doubles the size of my right ovary. And so they were like, oh, you might lose your ovary. We're going to have to stop this. So it was kind of working, but... Lordy, I feel so bad for women who go through menopause.
No kidding.
It was nasty, dude. The hot flashes, and I've got like two weird chin hairs that I keep an eye out for, and it's
just plug them,
Good times.
Oh, good times, post-menopausal body.
You're a rock star.
I got the hot mom bod. That's, that's my jam.
Well, you are very sexy.
Shake those.
Oh, absolutely.
Damn it, Taryn.
Sorry.
I don't care. That was funny as hell.
Half the world has them.
Oh, I know, but the radio, the FCC thinks that this will harm the children
if we
say that word.
Can we call them fun bags?
Fun bags.
Fun bags.
Boobies, bazoongas, shake them.
What do they call them in the movie? Oh, my God. Major League Yabos. What is that from? Major League.
I don't know.
Major League Yabos. That was from.
Yabos is from Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. I love that movie's a problem for me. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for the sequel.
There's a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that got shot down, but then they were going to do it. I don't know.
If they don't do it, I'm going to find whoever shut it down and punch them square in the face.
Are they bringing back the same Sanderson sisters?
I think so.
Oh. That's what I heard.
Unfortunately for, Sarah Jessica Parker looks even.
I'm in love with her.
I don't like her.
Come on.
She was cuter then. I don't know.
She was beautiful then.
But again.
She's kind of Skeletor.
It's like, come on, honey.
Because that's that collarbone, you could like hang your clothes on.
Eat a cupcake, Carrie.
Yeah, eat a cupcake, Carrie. But again, check out the GoFundMe page. It's gofundme.com/tumornator.
Yeah, it's tumor nator.
Nature.
So what's that? I'm just curious, like I know it's like, you know, it sounds like you've tried some different avenues. What's next? What's the current path and what's going to happen in the future?
Well, currently,
I still am going through the chemotherapy right now, and so I'm going to stay on the pill-form Nexavar and just keep doing that, basically. But I don't ever know. I've got MRIs every 3 months, blood work every 6 weeks, you know, full gyno exams every 3 months.
Ooh.
Because it's estrogen-friendly. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like a 2-to-1 kind of tumor. Like, it's got kind of a sex preference.
So they
got
to check out your bits.
So, yeah, they got to check out my bits.
You're like, hey, come
which is
on
always
in.
Great, but, you know, like
sometimes
yeah.
that's the most sex you've had in a while. I'm not saying from experience.
My gynecologist is, like, the most sweethearted woman. She's so brilliant. She's got a rock on her finger the size of a friggin' gumball. Like,
oh my
she's
amazing.
Take it off.
Oh, she always warms up the speculum. I love her, but she's she and I work really well together, I think, because I'm a, like, my biggest thing in this whole cancer thing, the biggest thing I want to preach is being your own advocate. Like, the internet is your tool. Like, you have avenues to go down. Always get a second opinion if mm-hmm. you feel unsure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want people to take their health into their own hands. And a huge part of that, I think, that is a problem right now. I mean, I'm really glad most people aren't going to find out they have cancer.
Yeah.
But, you know, people need to get vaccinated and people do need to go get tested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I live in Snohomish County and the stats are disgusting. Like, I think it's like 1 in 8 people have genital herpes.
Oh, wow.
And like 1 in 4 people with HIV are women. And like 40 people per year in Snohomish County are diagnosed with HIV/AIDS.
Wow.
And like safe sex and testing can get that resolved. Like, you can go to the Snohomish County Department of Health, and it's $84 for a test to get tested for HIV. Planned Parenthood, I don't know what kind of deal they'll work out with you, but Planned Parenthood is always a resource.
Oh, definitely.
They typically are really good, especially if you don't have insurance, they'll work it out with you.
Exactly.
Because I remember when I was younger, and like I found what I thought was, like, I had some sort of cyst thing going on, and I went there, and I'm like, I don't have insurance, because this is before the insurance got kicked back up to a... or 26 now, or 25, or whatever it is. So I didn't have insurance because I wasn't in school anymore, so I kind of missed the gap. And I went in and I was just like, I don't have insurance and I don't make a whole lot of money. This is what I make. I was a waitress at the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're like, all right, so because of this, your appointment is completely free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, just if you want to donate, you can feel free to donate some money. But
I donate all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Planned Parenthood and Sarcoma Foundation of America are the ones that get my money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I have money,
they're
not giving it to me.
But no, yeah, they are a really, really great avenue. And you've always been into safe sex. Like, that's something I've always been able to talk to you about is, you know, you have your girlfriends, you talk about sex, you get into all those details, but you very much are an advocate about being, you know, in control. And even you were even, like, going back to the advocate thing, you said that you're like, I don't trust you. You're not giving me the right answer. I'm going to go somewhere else. Like, you're very much in charge of your own health. And
absolutely.
Especially sexual health is very important to not just ladies, but guys.
Oh,
get tested. Like, sometimes I'll get paranoid for, like, there's, like, 2 months, like, where I just keep getting tested. Like, you just got tested. I'm like, I know, but what if?
Yeah.
Like,
I just am nervous.
I'm always nervous.
It's not like it hurts, you know? And, it's like, the thing you have to keep in mind is, like, you know, you trust your partner, and they're great, and you love them. Like, look at you, pretty lady. Like, we could get down. But I would not just be sleeping with you. I'd be sleeping with everyone you ever slept with and everyone there ever slept with. And I'm not going to say that... You know, people sleep around, but it is free and it's fun. Like,
yeah,
sex is great.
Sex is healthy. People need to be getting out there and discovering, you know, themselves through safe sex. So, like, I'm really lucky. I have an IUD and I've got the Mirena and it's been amazing. I have no period.
That's what I used to have. Now I got the Implanon and I have my period now. It sucks.
I'm sorry.
It's the worst, especially going like from 5 years of no period. I was getting really used to that.
Boys, if you're freaked out by this conversation, we love you, but grow the hell up.
Yes.
It's like, this is you. If you have girl partners, then you probably have to deal with this too.
What's great about the Mirena is it's more effective than having your tubes tied.
Whoa.
Yes, it is the most effective form of birth control out there. And a lot of women, like a lot of gynecologists are still so afraid from like the 60s and 70s with the problems with the copper ones. These are different. You know, if you're a girl, you don't even have to be in like a committed relationship. You know, you don't need to have had children in order to have the Mirena. You can have it. There's a smaller one now. I forget the name, but it's for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's a great way to protect yourself. For me, with my tumor being estrogen sensitive, I cannot get pregnant. And I was with a really wonderful man for a long time. And so for me, like, we had unprotected sex because mm-hmm. I had an IUD, and so we were safe. It was no problem. But, I mean, HPV is a huge problem in Snohomish County. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you get your Gardasil shots, if you're pretty well protected, mm-hmm. good. Get it, girl. Yeah. Even if you don't get all three, the first two, I think, cover, critical. Like, 80%. Like, yeah. It's
is there just, an age limit on that? I forget.
There is.
For men, it's 25, and I believe for girls, it's 25 as well.
Yeah, because I think I like start at like just 13. Made the cut.
Yeah, like you can start at 13. Like, yeah. I mean, and it's not fair to say like, oh, these people are being promiscuous. Like, no, you can have safe sex with one partner for years, but if they had one partner that HPV, you are now at risk to get it. You know, so don't ever make it an issue of trust. Like, you know, your partner doesn't have to know that you're going to get tested. If you ever feel like you need to take it into your own hands, like, you can always
privately. That's your right. That's your body.
It's your body. It's your choice. You need to take control.
Yeah. Yeah. So, be proud. Be proud of that body.
It's like no point in being sick or wondering if you're going to be sick.
Yeah.
Just go out and go, you know, take care of it. It's mm-hmm. not that difficult. The resources are out there. And I know it's like you get the embarrassing factor like, oh, God, but guess what? We're all human.
Get over it.
Well, and I think we've come a long way, even in the last 10 years, to where, like, people are really starting to talk about things more. I mean, because I remember, do you remember, like, when Love Line was first on?
Oh,
I remember Love Line was, like, I used to listen to that because I was like, oh, my God, people are talking about sex.
It was almost taboo.
And, like, I don't even know if I was having sex yet at that point, but I was, like, so excited that someone was talking about it because nobody talked about it. And, and now I feel like it's a much more open dialogue, and I think that's good and healthy, and, like,
absolutely.
We should talk about
Communication
it.
Is such a huge factor in sex. You know, I've had boyfriends where I've been like, first night, I feel good, let's do this. And then I've had boyfriends that have waited, you know, months until I was ready. And luckily, I've been with people that are respecting enough. Like, sex doesn't have to be love per se, but it does need to be trust and respect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, like, well, I've been so lucky with my partners that, like, they've all been, shout out to any of my ex-boyfriends. Way to go.
It's like, you could be but at least you're cool in that aspect.
Absolutely.
You were so respectful about putting the
nice, thank you for that.
I don't even know what that will sound like bleeped.
I know, I'm like, do I bleep that? I don't know.
We have a little thing too about Brad and I always say relaxation, lubrication, and communication.
Honestly, that's not a bad motto. I dig that.
I feel like that's like a sexy talk show at night.
It's, I know.
Like, hey, relaxation, lubrication,
communication. Welcome to Sex Talk with Taryn and Brad.
Do you remember that? I think her name is Dr. Sue Jensen. She was like this old lady who used to talk about sex on TV, and then she'd have the on the table that were like,
who's Dr. Ruth?
Oh my God.
Dr. Ruth.
Yes,
Dr. Ruth. Thank you.
She's like this little old Hungarian lady that would just.
She was so, like, you could tell she had gotten.
Down.
Got it down. Like she
freaking
had tried it.
She was a sexual pioneer.
Mm-hmm. I love her.
Back in the 1930s, who knows? I mean, she's an old lady.
I know it's going to sound like, okay, a little effed up, but it's interesting how much it's growing up, I always assumed everybody that was like my parents' generation or older, nobody ever had sex before they were married. Like, that just in my head when I was a little kid, that's what I always thought.
Yeah.
You get older, you realize, okay, well, my parents, I don't really want to know. I didn't ask.
I don't think
but it's
about
like
that.
It's like I see like my uncles, I'm like, well, clearly you were doing it. You know, you weren't as Catholic
pure.
As you say you were. And then you start looking at other generations. Like, my grandparents were obviously virgins when they were married. I don't want to know, but now I don't know. I really don't know.
I know my grandma was for sure.
Yeah. Like,
she was tighter than a steel drum. But my mom's so funny. My dad was my mom's first partner. They got married when she was 18 and he was 30. They've been married 35 years now.
Wow.
My parents are like
so
stupid in love with each other. It's adorable. My dad will like bring home fresh loaves of bread and my mom's like, oh, thanks. And he's like, I love you, bear. They're so cute. But like, it's funny because my mom.
Relationship goals.
My mom's only been with my dad, but she's such a pervert.
I love it.
And so she's like always been really open and communicative. There we go.
Yes.
I can speak.
It's
about sex, and it's always been really good. So my dad and, you know, and I don't really talk about it, but like when I dated this guy and then we broke up, I was so brokenhearted. And my dad's like, there's lots of people out in this world for you, Bunky. You just gotta go find him. And so I've sort of taken from that, like, yeah, people are meant to be sort of experienced. Like, you can't, I believe in as far as like love goes, like you have to be a whole person before you can be with someone else. Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
If you're looking to get something satiated in you by someone else, then you're dehumanizing them. Mm-hmm. You're using them as a tool, and that's not fair. You need to be two whole, steady people that build a life together.
God, you're so wise.
I feel like we should have like a segment. People write in. Will if you have any questions, Robin will come in. She'll answer them.
My personal therapist. Like, we're serious.
I'm the oldest woman alive. I've got like butterscotches in my purse. Yeah, and I wear all the sweaters.
And they were, like, and we graduated the same year. And I was the youngest of the class, but you're still even younger than I am. You got like two, 3 months younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
And we graduated when we were 17.
I was 17.
So are you 24 then?
I'm 25. But 25. I was born in November.
Ah.
And so when I moved up here, it's different from California. I barely made the cutoff in California, and I should have been a year behind up here.
Oh.
But I was a big old nerd.
Overachiever.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bigger nerd, but you don't mess with Robin. Like,
well, I mean, going through what I've gone through, like, you can either, I think you can either break or you can build from it. And so I've done everything I can to build from it. And, you know, Figgy says I pity myself. I get pity parties sometimes. Usually they're like just one or two nights every couple months. And I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. And then I'll like grab my cats and like dress them in bloomers or like watch, like there's this old musical State Fair that no one likes but me. And I'll like watch it by myself and cry it out. And I'm like, I want all of those dresses.
Like, that's all about letting it out though. There's a difference between pitying yourself and not doing anything to proceed and to just like, I just want everyone else's, like, you know.
Yeah, well, there's sympathy and empathy. Sympathy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always am cool with sympathy and empathy, but don't you dare pity me.
Yeah.
I am not a victim of my circumstance because my circumstance has sucked. You know, I definitely could be a victim, but I refuse to be. Like, you need to be in control of your whole life. And it's hard sometimes, and that's why you surround yourself with good people that help take care of you and support you on days when you can't take care of you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, this whole podcast has been pretty, like, inspiring.
Like, I feel like I'm going to go out and kick some ass.
Right?
Yeah, girl power.
It's going to be a good day, man.
Again, check out our GoFundMe page if you can donate or write something or just read her story. GoFundMe.com/TumorNature.
And share it, you know? Even if, it, like, some people don't maybe have the financial means to contribute, but if you share it and someone that's in your network can help out, that would be huge.
Absolutely. And my name's Robin Bianchin, and you can find me on Facebook. I know my last name is a terror, but I do, you know, I'm friends with Vicky Barcelona on Facebook. Like, you can find me through her page.
I'm going to totally find you.
Totally. But, like, if you ever want to send me, like, an email or talk about your stories, like, I am a big believer in everyone is important and everyone needs to know they're cared about. So if you ever come talk to me. I would love to hear it.
Now I'm going to start crying because you're so sweet.
Oh, man, yeah. As long
but
as
you've got that strength that helps other people find theirs, which I think is huge, you know, because not everybody starts out as strong as you've grown. And I think that you will inspire other men, women, children, whoever, you know, to take it to that level. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for my mom, dad, and sister, I wouldn't be able to be the person I am. And I'm so lucky I am.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, way to go, Sarah.
They're sweethearts.
Thank you, little sister.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I think that's another episode of the broadcast.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Robin. We love
you. I love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.